I'm Simon Timms.
Hi, I'm Eric Fleming.
And this is episode 2 of Function Junction. So for those of you who were around for episode 1, you might remember that in this episode, we were going to talk about HTTP triggers. So that turns out that's a lie. We're not going to talk about that this episode. We're going to defer that one episode because we decided that maybe it would be better if we showed people what this stuff looks like inside the Azure portal.
Yeah.
So here I have an Azure portal. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to stand up a brand new function here. So I'm going to hit new. And I'm going to type function. Oh, look at that. It's completed it for me. How handy. And I'm going to create that. I'm going to create it on my MSDN subscription. I'm going to call it function junction demo 1 because everybody likes a nice succinct URL. So I'll go through this stuff here. Subscriptions, I think people are kind of aware of what subscriptions are. Resource groups. So a resource group is like a cluster or a collection of different resources inside of Azure. So you can group your things together. So you can keep your like databases alongside your web app, alongside other stuff. So we will create a brand new resource group for this. One of the really nice features about resource groups is that if you're doing them for a demo, then you put everything in the same resource group and you just delete the resource group and everything's back to the way it was. Okay, so there's two hosting plans. I feel like we touched on this briefly last time, that there's the app services plan where you basically have a virtual machine and you can deploy Azure functions to that. That's okay, but it's kind of like it's a fixed cost per month. And my feeling is that that's kind of avoiding the fun part of functions.
Yeah, I mean, with only having to pay for what you use, I mean, consumption plan is pretty well optimized, in my opinion, for that. So,
and there may be scenarios where you want an app services plan, and we'll probably cover that at some later point. Yep. But we'll do a consumption plan for now. I'm totally clicking on that. It's not collapsing. Let's try the arrow. All right, there we go. Then a location. So there was a time where functions wasn't available everywhere, but it looks to me like it's in pretty much every region now. So we could pick, I don't know, Canada Central. That sounds like an exciting one. And then we need to have a storage account. So the storage account keeps various little bits of subscription information and other things the function needs to operate. So we can just have this one create its own little storage account here. So we'll create a new one. So that'll be created in the same resource group. So let's go and hit create there. And we'll let that churn away for a moment. Okay, so it's taking me back to the dashboard. It'd be nice if it took me to the newly created resource, Microsoft.
It might show up in your notifications on the top right.
Function Junction Demo 1. There we go. So, okay, so it's probably just building in the background still. So we can see that there is one deploying right now. So I imagine this is just going to deploy here. All right, so we've already got the storage account set up now. That doesn't take too long to do. And the app services plan, hopefully, will not be more than a moment behind it.
So now where's that deploying to at the moment?
Well, it's deploying to a data center somewhere in central Canada.
Right, okay. Just so it's available.
Yeah. Okay. So there we go. Looks like it says it's complete. So there we go. So this is a storage account. Probably won't ever need to go in there. And then we'll go into this app here. So this is the kind of dashboard that you get when you create a function app. And one of the really interesting things about functions is that you can go and create them directly in the portal. So this is unlike most other bits of Azure that, you know, you kind of create the container for it and then you deploy to it from outside. So you can create stuff in the portal. This is just good for playing around with. I wouldn't do an actual deployment like this. There are better tools and better ways of doing that. But this will kind of get you started. So this is a quick and easy way to kind of get into it. We could just create a webhook one here. And there we go. That's it. I'm going to save it and run it. And that's pretty much it. So you see a couple of different things here. So this is a built-in editor here. And it's nice. It supports like proper C-sharp syntaxes and things like that. Update is a bad choice because it's a dynamic, isn't really completed. I can give you that yellow dot. Oh no, it's still not suggesting anything for me. All right.
Wow. So now this is actually, so this function is actually like live and out there, right? Like if we get the URL for this, we could hit it and
we could.
It would do, you know, it would run this code that we see here.
Yep, that's exactly right. I don't know where the URL is.
So how long did that take us to get an Azure function deployed out there?
It was pretty quick. Oops.
Yeah.
All right. So it gives us the function bit, and this is called what? HTTP trigger C-sharp 1. That's a well-named thing. So let's try that. HTTP trigger, what was it? Function 1. I should have just copied it.
C-sharp 1.
There we go. Okay. That doesn't look to me like what I copied. Let's try it again.
There we go.
And then we pass this in what, a name?
Yeah.
Hopefully that works. Oh, I screwed something up there. Function URL. Oh, maybe I should click that.
There we
go. That would be better. Okay. I missed API in there.
Yep.
So we can put a little extension equals Bob again here. There we go. Hello, Bob.
Hey.
So that's all you need to get a function out there. Now, obviously, this is missing like any authentication, any logging, anything like that. So this is just a quick and dirty way to get functions out there quickly. If you're going to do real function stuff, then Visual Studio is, again, your friend. So let's go and do a new project here. I'm going to do an Azure Functions project.
So this Azure Functions project is actually just an extension out there in the marketplace right now.
Yeah. So right now I'm running Visual Studio 2017 Update 3 release candidate or whatever it is. This is not the standard Visual Studio 2017 channel. This is a different one. And the Azure Function stuff is better in that. I don't think it even exists in the standard Visual Studio release.
I don't think so. I think it's release 15.3 and above. We'll put the link in the YouTube description.
About Visual Studio. It's 15.3 preview that I've got on here.
Yeah, and we'll provide the link to the marketplace to where you can just go ahead and download these and have access to that Azure Functions project that Simon just created.
Okay, so I've got just a blank function here, and I'm going to do a couple of things here. So I'm going to start off in the local settings, and I'm just going to use development storage for all this stuff. So this is just going to run against the local emulator that I have for storage. And we can go and add a function here. So we'll just do an Azure function again here. Hit add, and we'll do the same HTTP trigger that we'll go into more detail with later.
So yep.
Go ahead with that. And this looks like the same code that was running in the portal. So let's just try running that locally and make sure that works.
Yeah. So what's this is actually using the Azure CLI stuff, right? Like running the func.exe and.
Yeah, I think so. All right. So this is all stood up and good to go. And I've got a URL here. Let's go and try that out locally again here. And this time I might.
Yeah, I think at the bottom it gives you the
zero. Oh, it does. Okay, so I'll just steal that. I'm not good at copying and pasting today. All right.
It works from the command line.
Cool. Command prompt. Sandy. All right, so there we go. We did the same thing back out again. And that's pretty much it for running it locally. There's a bunch more settings that you can set up, and we'll cover that when we go through the individual triggers. Now, if we wanted to deploy this, you can just right-click and publish from Visual Studio. So let me go off and grab my MSN subscription, and let's put that into the same resource group. I think this one was the one. So I'm going to throw that up in the same function that we already did it in. So one thing I've noticed is that if you're deploying this to a brand new resource group from within Visual Studio, the first time you deploy, it will fail. So I suspect there is a little bit of a timing bug that it tries to deploy before the resource group has finished building. So that's just something to keep in mind if you're going to do that. That if it doesn't work the first time,
I've also run into that.
Okay, so this is deploying out a few things. The first deploy is a little bit slower because it deploys a bunch of framework stuff too. Okay, so it says a publish has succeeded. Let's go back to the portal and see if anything is different over here. I don't know what level we need to. Hey, there we go. I'm not sure which was the new one, which was the old one.
I think that's the new one, yeah.
Yeah, so you can actually tell. So you'll notice that there's a little bit of a difference here in like what we can edit. That if we come into the one that we generated in the portal, we have the run.csx that we can go and edit and change things in. But if you have one that you've deployed from Visual Studio, then your script file is actually a DLL, so you can't make any changes to it, which is good because you don't want to have people going and making changes willy-nilly in the portal. You'd much rather have people kind of make changes, run it through the build process, and get it deployed out.
Right. And now would you recommend that kind of right-click deploy approach from Visual Studio, or would you?
So I can tell you that the official position of the Microsoft ALM, this Application Lifecycle Management group, is that publish should be completely removed from Visual Studio. And not only should it be removed from this version of Visual Studio, but it should be removed from history and no one should ever speak of it again. Because you should set up a deploy pipeline to do it.
That seems like it would make sense.
Yeah, for demo purposes, this is great. For real world applications, you want to do deployments through something like VSTS, like the Visual Studio Team Services Online, or TeamCity or Octopus Deploy or something like that. You want to have a repeatable process that doesn't involve somebody on your team clicking deploy and having it deploy slightly different things depending on the machine that it was deployed from. There's always horror stories of like, oh, you know, we used to deploy this from Jill's machine and Jill quit and now nobody knows how to deploy anymore. Or Frank used to do the deploys and then he got a virus on his computer and now our website has a virus. So it's important to maintain some separation and some proper process for this stuff.
Yeah, so I would assume the VSTS, you know, kind of pipeline that you can use will have some packages, maybe some pre-built, like make it easy for you to set up deploying
a
project like this.
I haven't actually tried it, but we will do an episode on it. There are a couple of blog posts that the team has put out to talk about how to set up deployments and releases. And ostensibly, it is just the same as an app services deployment.
Okay.
So it should kind of just work. So that's like the secret of Azure Functions is that it is in fact built on top of app services.
Yep.
So all the kind of functionality that you used to have in web jobs, like you'll notice that many of the triggers for web jobs are the same as the triggers for functions. And that's not just a coincidence.
Yep. I ran in that yesterday actually where I was looking around to hook up my Azure function to the document DB, and it was buried in one of the web jobs NuGet packages, which so we'll see that in the upcoming episodes, but definitely there's still that link and those naming conventions there. So
all right,
yeah,
great. Well, thanks everybody for joining us on this episode of Function Junction, and we totally promise that the next episode will be HTTP triggers.
It will.
All right.
All right, guys.